219 to 212. Let's say it again. So it passed 219 to 212. Some people did have a fit on the floor. We've been taping it all day. We got some YouTube clips for you. Now it is Operation Call Your Senator. Operation Call Your Senator. And my guess is that they're going to pass this through the Senate. And you know Barack Obama is not looking to veto this thing. 308, it got timestamped. In the last 24 hours, they put 300 new pages in the bill at 3:08 a.m. In other words, you couldn't read it before 3:08 a.m. And they added 300 new pages to this. It is control of everything. You thought I was exaggerating yesterday. I was not exaggerating. Funding for youth corps, approved youth corps, to police your carbon. The tattletale carbon squads. You know, I guess I didn't harp on it enough in the weeks and months before this bill went before Congress. Because I sure talked about it. I sure warned people about it. I said it was nightmare legislation. Which it is. 219 to 212. Total takeover. Job loss across the board. They actually have the nerve to put subsections in the bill about studies on the job losses that they know are going to happen. We got Alex Jones coming up at the end of the hour. Probably going to be talking to him quite a bit tonight about this because this is just unbelievable. And now we have to really pressure our senators, who are harder to pressure than our corrupt Congress, by the way. Only 100. We got 100. How much you want to bet this thing goes 52-48 or something similar to that in favor of it? And we're just going to have to live with this thing? We're just going to have to live with a total control grid? With a one-child policy system that is right down the line. They don't say that in this bill, but it's all about cap and trade and sustainability. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. And again, they're going to give funding to approved youth corps.
We've now gotten the bill. It's worse than even we thought. And so I'm going to be back in here later to cover it at 9:30. Stay with us.
Folks, he's not kidding. Again, they added 300 pages at 3:08 a.m. Not one person on the floor could say they read the entire 1,200-page plus bill.
They weren't allowed to have it till 5.
And they actually objected at one point. Waxman objected to somebody reading out of the bill. I think it was Bufries or whatnot. We're going to play some of the clip. I can't remember what his name is. Aaron came in with the story. There's some hot stories right now at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're on top of this bill. And the mainstream is just, I've got the Reuters article right here, record great climate change bill, finally passed it. House passes landmark climate change bill. President Barack Obama scored a major victory on Friday when the House of Representatives passed legislation to slash industrial pollution that is blamed for global warming. The Democratic-controlled House passed the climate change bill, a top priority for Obama. You bet this was. This is worse in many ways than the Patriot Act. By a vote of 219 to 212. You know, Michelle Bachmann, who's been very outspoken lately. I mean, she's not perfect by any means, folks. But she said, this bill is a choice between liberty and tyranny. And guess what? They just voted for tyranny. This is such hardcore tyranny that people stayed for 2 hours after the bill had gone through to object on the House floor. Oh, my God. Climate change legislation still must go through the Senate. Senate were expected to try and write their own version, but prospects for this year were uncertain. So they don't even want the Senate to touch it because it is their pristine bill of control. This cap and trade system is going to get rid of your dollar. It's going to bring this nation down even further. Oh, second world, we might be into third world status before it's all over. Meanwhile, they say this is smart growth and a smart grid. No, it's about bulldozing neighborhoods and giving them to FEMA. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. We're going to be back with Alex Jones. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com for all the latest on HR 2544. Or no, I'm sorry, 2554.
The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Don't waste our time any longer. The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. You have no right.
You have no right. This is brought to you by HempUSA.org, supplier of fine hemp products. Sponsoring the Genesis Communications Radio Network, the leader in alternative talk radio. Radio.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
All right, folks, we are back. We're going to take calls on this cap and trade issue and solely on the cap and trade issue. 866-582-9933, 2554. What is there to say about it? It's a total slave bill. And we're going to play you some of John Boehner on the House floor right now. Hit the clip.
Identifying these green rating systems, we're going to, the secretary has to take into consideration the ability and availability of assessors and auditors to independently verify the criteria and measurement of metrics at the scale necessary to implement this paragraph. She also has to improve indoor and outdoor environmental quality through enhanced indoor and outdoor air quality, thermal comfort, acoustics, outdoor noise pollution, daylighting, pollutant source control, sustainable landscaping, the use of building system controls, and low or no emission materials, and such other criteria as determined by the secretary. So why are we giving the secretary all of this authority under this act to determine virtually everything? Let me get to page 153. The secretary may, by regulation, adopt, apply, for purposes of this paragraph, future amendments and supplements to, and additions of, the National Green Communities Criteria Checklist, any standard or standards that the Secretary has determined to be substantially equivalent to such checklist, and the green building rating systems. So a lot of power for the new Secretary without any congressional oversight. Now, I really hate to do this, but when you file a 300-page amendment at 3:09 a.m., the American people have a right to know what's in this bill, and have a right to know what we're voting on. Let me get to the bottom of that we've got in front of us. On page 92, we want to make sure that the structure have appropriate electrical outlets within the facility and capacity to recharge a standard electric passenger vehicle, including an electric hybrid vehicle, where such vehicle would normally be parked. Now, we're not just going to take the California standard and impose it on every community in America. Oh, no. Now, we're going to tell you where the electric outlets are going to be and how big they have to be to charge a hybrid vehicle. I just don't understand whether this would apply to nursing homes where there are no cars. Oh, here we are on page 96. Existing structures. For existing structures, a reduction in energy consumption from the previous level of consumption for the structure as determined in accordance with energy audits performed both before and after any rehabilitation or improvements undertaken to reduce such consumption that exceeds the reduction necessary for compliance with the energy efficiency standards under subsection A, then in effect and applicable to existing structures. So, not only are we going to tell every community in America what the building codes are going to be, what the efficiency standards are going to be, but if you make changes to your house, you have to have another study done to show how much increase in energy efficiency was gained. That'll help sell a lot of new houses and a lot of old ones. All right, page 97. For manufactured housing, Energy Star rating with respect to fixtures, appliances, and equipment in such housing, such as standard or successor standard, is in effect for purposes of this section. Please, is there anything that we're not regulating in this bill? How about page 105? Waive or modify any existing statutory or regulatory provision that would otherwise impair the implementation or effectiveness of the demonstration program under this section, including provisions relating to methods for rent adjustments, comparability standards, maximum rent schedules, and utility allowances. Notwithstanding the preceding provisions of this paragraph, the Secretary may not waive any statutory requirement related to fair housing, non-discrimination, labor standards, or the environment. Now, in implementing this demo program,
Basically, what that says, folks, because I know that's a lot of jargon right there, that means that they can up the rent in your home anytime they want. They can up the energy price anytime they want. There's no fixed or set rate. It's basically a cartel deciding how much you're going to pay. Okay, continue with the clip.
Oh, program. Rising rent can be dismissed out of hand, but labor standards or the environment cannot, as I read it. Let me get to page 107. No amounts made available under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 can be used to carry out the demonstration program under this section. So if no stimulus funds can be used, the majority claims stimulus funds are for job creation. Is this demo going to create one new job? I don't think so. Let me get to page 112. Additional credit for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac housing goals for energy-efficient and location-efficient mortgages. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody listen up here. It's not enough that we've got huge problems with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They are at the core of the credit meltdown we've had in our country. But we're going to give them a little more money so that they can have goals for energy-efficient and location-efficient mortgages. Now we're going to tell Fannie and Freddie what kind of mortgages we're going to have in the marketplace. How about page 113? Supports housing that complies with enhanced energy efficiency and conservation standards or the green building standards under Section 284 of such act. This is just the federal government using Fannie and Freddie to impose new federal building codes and standards across the country. Let me get to page 114. The Federal Housing Enterprises Financial Safety and Soundness Act of 1992, as amended by the Federal Housing Finance Regulatory Reform Act of 2008. If this is supposed to be about energy, why are we further bogging it down with trying to solve problems for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? Page 115. The term energy-efficient mortgage means a mortgage loan under which the income of the borrower, for purposes of qualification for such loan, is considered to be increased by not less than a dollar for each dollar of savings projected to be realized by the borrower as a result of cost-effective energy-saving designs. I'm sure that'll create a lot of jobs. And then we get to page 141. The Cranston-Gonzalez National Affordable Housing Act is amended. Why are we amending the Cranston-Gonzalez National Affordable Housing Act? I thought we were doing an energy bill here. Page 142. Use of building materials and methods that are healthier for residents of the housing, including the use of building materials that are free of added known carcinogens that are classified as Group 1 known carcinogens by the International Agency for Research on Cancer. We're going to outline the building materials as well, it appears. Then we have a grant program to increase the sustainability of low-end community development capacity.
Here it is.
We're going to provide loans, grants, or pre-development assistance to eligible community development organizations or qualified youth service and conservation corps to carry out energy efficiency improvements.
Pause it right there. There you go. There it is right there. He's literally telling you that they are going to give money to the youth corps and other poor communities to narc you out if you don't comply. That's what this is for. Keep going. Hit play again.
I want to know if ACORN would qualify for these grants.
All right, let's pause it again. Let's just stop for a second. What really disgusts me about this is because it's so partisan. Republicans on one side, Democrats on the other. This isn't a Republican or Democrat issue. Do you hear what they're saying here? This is regulation over every single thing in your home, in your house, in the place where you're supposed to rest at night, where you're supposed to protect your family. Okay? Giving them carte blanche on to charge you anything they want and tell you whatever they want in your house, how it's going to be built. This thing is out of control. It is going to just kill this economy. It's meant to kill the dollar. Forget about Bernanke telling you if we pass 1207, audit the Fed, that it's going to collapse the dollar and the economy. No, this is going to do it. This is going to do it in a rather short period of time, too. It's not going to be some long, drawn-out decade. We'll be lucky to get 5 years out of this. That's how nightmarish this thing is. All right, let's go to a caller, and we're going to go to callers on the other side. Eric in Pennsylvania, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up, Jason?
What's up, man?
All right, so they're going to have these youth corps going around, inspecting people's homes. Now, like, how the Humane Society, like, when they raid, like, a puppy mill, they always do it with the sheriff's department. Are they going to enforce it with the sheriffs, or are they going to create, like, a new bureaucracy of enforcement?
I'm not sure. That's a good question. I mean,
are they going to bring in the Boy Scouts, Jason?
They could bring in the Boy Scouts. It doesn't have to just be the service corps. They're going to give it to international poor communities. They're going to make it cool for lower income families to narc out other families and how they're living and then tattletale on their neighbor and saying, oh, they're not living sustainable enough. Basically creating new projects for narcs. But instead of narking on drug dealers, they're going to be narking on somebody with three bags of garbage. Erica, thank you for the call. We're going to go to Lenny, Mark, and others. Alex Jones coming up. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Alright, folks, we are back. And I'm just going to go through as many callers as I can in this segment and see if Alex is going to come in the next one, more than likely. We're going to play the Michelle Bachmann clip. And we also have so many. I noticed that the proponents of this were also talking about world citizenship. This is about world citizenship. And this is about world citizenship. This is about taxing the globe, everybody, for being here. You're seriously not even, I mean, talk about dehumanizing. They're literally telling you that you have to pay the mafia to breathe, to have a barbecue, to drive a car, to live in a home, to mow your grass, to water your lawn. Lenny in New York. Lenny, you're on the line. Yes, sir. We drop Lenny or what? Let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're up.
Good evening, Jason.
How you doing?
All right. Jason, how about sending me back to the dugout, because I don't have a question related to your current topic of discussion at the moment. I'm sure I'll get filled in by you.
All right, I'll bring you up in the second hour there, Mark. Daniel, New Jersey, what do you think about this 2454?
How are you?
Good.
I'm assuming you've read Daniel Estulin's book, The Truth About the Bilderberg Group?
Not the entire thing, but yeah, I've been through it, sure.
Oh, okay. Well, you were just talking, 2 minutes ago about global citizenship and, you know, all this stuff with the climate.
That's what they're talking about right now on the floor. You're talking like a citizen of America. We've got to be concerned about global citizenship and world citizenship. And then you read these bills and they expect that the United States of America is supposed to cut their carbon by 40% to 60% in less than 10 years.
And it's that impossible and it's intractable.
Yeah, unless they kill a bunch of us, bro. Unless they kill a bunch of us, or they bulldoze cities like they're openly talking about. If enough people take this piggy flu shot and give in to pandemonium, you know, they reported in the LA Times today that 1 million people in the United States have contracted the pig flu. Can that be the biggest lie I've ever heard in my life? Do you really think 1 million people have it? But the media just puts it out there.
Yeah, it must be true.
What else you got for me, man?
Well, back to Daniel Estulin's book.
Sure.
Just a quick thing on it. I'm, you know, a conservationist. I'm very pro-environment. But this global warming thing, I mean, if you just take a basic look from history, yes, we are hurting the environment. We do need to be more conservation-minded, but not as crazy as they're talking. Like, you know,
I agree with you. No,
I agree with you. In the Middle Ages, actually, in the Middle Ages, like 1100-ish, we did have kind of a warm spike. And then from like the 1500s to the 1800s, we had a cold spike. You know, the environment, the global environment will do that. But what I'm saying is, you talked about, you know, global government, and outside the global government thing, what Daniel Estulin talked about in his book was how they're going to use, you know, climate crisis, engineered crises like this, and they're going to put these caps that they're going to put on the United States, and they're going to put it on third world countries. That's going to prevent them from developing, prevent them from possibly catching up to the first world. And then what they're going to do with that is, scrolling through your articles on The Idiot's Guide to the Population Reduction on Prison Planet.
Sure.
What they're going to do is then, if those third world countries can't develop, not going to be able to get any food, Kissinger's primary weapon in that 1974 document, they're going to use food against it. So eventually it's just, you know, this horrible, horrible cycle of, you know, just keeping those people down. So
yeah, but let me also say this. They're not going to let us maintain our first world status either. We're going to go down to a second world status. We're already well on our way, you know, a lot of people, are selfish out there. Let's just be honest. You know, they're thinking about theirs and their family. Well, unfortunately, you're screwed, folks. This nation is not going to be a first world nation for much longer if this goes through. If we pass this, listen, the dollar's dumping. The Canadian dollar, the loonie, is going down. Peso's not being touched. This is a great excuse for a North American Union. This is a great excuse for the plans of the SPP to have four major superhighways gut the country, go through. Right now, think about it. Chrysler, where does it? It's a North American company now. We've got two big plants in Canada. We got one in Mexico. We need roots. And they're going to do that with the rest of the car industry as well. But the car industry is going to be under this new bill. So they're barely going to hire anybody. And then people are going to have to get rid of their cars. Their homes are going to be taken away. You have no idea. You just wait. And like I said, they're not just going to forgive your mortgage. That's not how it's going to roll. When the economy gets out of control and the dollar's truly collapsed and all of a sudden you can have buckets of dollars, they're not just going to let you pay off your house. You'll have to pay in a new currency. This is about control for them. While Bernanke sits up there and smirks and says, "We're very transparent. Look on our website. If we were to pass that bill, the dollar would collapse and so would the economy. It would be disastrous. Congress would essentially take over." We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. "I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me?" Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function yourself.
All right, I'm only going to be in here for one segment, then Jason Burmes, the Info Warrior, is going to be back. He's got some important announcements about the show coming up at the end and the film he's working on. I sat there with my laptop computer on, which I never do while I'm eating dinner with my family. I try to at least take that time out every night to spend with my wife and children. But I did have the laptop on watching C-SPAN as the votes were prepared to be cast today with the Global Carbon Tax Initiative. The iron grip of tyranny. It makes every form of government tyranny ever seen pale in significance. It is scientific dictatorship controlling every facet of our daily lives, every facet of business. There's the way the bill was passed, all of it. But I saw that witch, Nancy Pelosi, with fake love. Go up right before the vote, and you could tell she was totally full of herself, arrogant, hateful. She was breathing in the power and the butchering of this country. These are parasites. They love sucking off you. They love stealing. They use government to steal from the people, the poor, the working class, the middle class, and funnel it to themselves. And I knew then, I said, oh, my God, it's going to pass. They were saying it was going to be a neck-and-neck vote. 8 Republicans voted for it. The bill was carried by 7 votes. So if those 8 Republicans wouldn't have voted, or if 8 more Democrats wouldn't have gone along with it, the bill would have gone down. If it would have been a tie, Joe Biden would have come in and broken it. So we needed 8 people to go against it, and magically they got the 8 they needed to see that it passed. And the Republicans weren't fighting this as hard as they should have. They're clearly involved in it. The NFL, the big golfing leagues, Nike, all the big energy companies, they're all in line. Years ago, they were saying it's bull, it's made up, it's man, you know, the global warming's man-made, but they've been told to get in line, to say it's real, it's the new global tax, and they're all behind it. And so many people that understand that global warming is not made by human activities, that it's driven by the sun and a few other things, so many people that knew it was a fraud and a lie and a horrible power grab couldn't believe that this was going to pass. And I kept telling people, this is it. Everything's going to pass. The Federal Reserve is going to be made financial dictator of everything. That's publicly in the LA Times, New York Times, but they say it's a good thing to save us from a hot dog stand to a car dealership to the shopping mall to a barber shop to a factory to a farm. The Federal Reserve, anything financial, no judge, no jury, no Congress, they rule. And that's the regional governorship for the new financial world dictatorship openly being announced, the new bank of the world you pay your carbon taxes to. They've bankrupted the planet by design. They've set up their police states, their control grids, their bureaucracies to do this. They're going to pass their Clean Water Restoration Act to federalize every square inch of the United States because it says all water above ground, below ground, all every area has water below ground. It says no judge, no jury. They just take your property if they want. They come on your property if they want. I've watched them in Austin use this locally to steal 20-plus thousand acres from landowners and not pay them. In the last 12, 13 years, I've been fighting them here. Called SOS, Save Our Springs, the aquifer, the water under it. Had nothing to do with that. After they steal the property, they bulldoze everything, hotels, skyscrapers, five-star salons, spas, golf courses, ranchettes, $5 million homes that the very people that stole the property actually move into themselves. I mean, it's just too sickening. It's off the charts crime. Now, we knew the bill was 200-plus pages long. We read that one, total carbon tax, total takeover, control of farms, ranches, everything. And then they added 1,000 pages and then even more pages, and some pages were put in and some pages were pulled out. We were watching at 3:15, 3:30, 4 o'clock, and we have the video. And congressmen, mainly from Texas, but one after the other, would come up and say, may I see the bill, please? And the speaker would say, no, you may not. In fact, Aaron's back there getting the clip ready, trying to upload it. That was on about 3:15. After the show, we were all in there watching it for like 20 minutes, not getting work done, watching it on the screen. You guys were watching. Hartman, what was it like, turn your mic on, to just see congressmen saying, can I read the bill? And they would say, no. There's one copy in committee and you can't see it.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. I couldn't even believe what I was hearing. They were just like, yeah, can we read it? And she said, no. No dice.
Yeah, that's how America rolls now. Just like Patriot Act, you couldn't read it. Now, 30 minutes before they're about to pass it, Bonner finally gets the 300 pages. And you've got that clip. We haven't played that yet. You played the other one where he read through some of it, and it was just carbon tax over your home, your house, your car, home inspections. Folks, I keep telling you, they've already done it in Australia and Europe. We knew what was in it. And he sat there, and this is the first time he got it, the minority leader. He gets it and is reading it on the floor, and they bitch at him and call it a filibuster. And he just says, okay, so he could have kept filibustering. And I tell you, that's why everybody's saying Bonner's a champion. That he could have filibustered for 2-3 days. That's what they used to do in the old days to beat tyranny. I would filibuster for a week to beat bondage on my children. I would. You just got to keep talking. It makes me want to run for Congress, but because, you know, in the House, anybody can filibuster.
And that's what was sickening, because it was the right, you know, sitting there clapping when he would make a valid point and the left booing. And it, again, enforces that false left-right paradigm. This isn't a right or left issue, Alex.
Exactly. And I'm not trying to attack Bonner.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is he could have kept doing it.
Yeah.
And so he got it. 30 minutes before the vote, he filibustered, they called it, for an hour. It wasn't a filibuster.
Mm-hmm.
He just used the filibuster rule to start it. He just kind of flipped through it and went, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, imagine no one's seen this. It's worse than anything I even imagined. That's the thing about, they said they're setting up a bank of the world. Congress would waive its authority to it for taxes globally, for setting the rates for currency values and interest rates. But then they're just skipping that whole step and just saying total financial dictatorship. That bill's racing through. They've openly passed executive order for forced inoculations. They're getting the population ready for that. They've introduced hate crimes and cyberbullying stuff where if you say you hurt someone's feelings, federal felony, no judge, no jury, you just go to federal prison. I mean, this, they're building a giant NSA snooping hub in San Antonio in the news, admitting it's to wage war on alternative media and saying they're spying without warrants. And the local news went down and tried to take a photo, and the feds came out and grabbed them and took their stuff away on city property. The feds off their jurisdiction. It's just the country is a third world cesspit. The government is rogue and criminal. And I want everybody to understand something. When you watch the Democrats, it's all that this is the future. We're going forward. Jobs, jobs. They go jobs, 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 jobs. It was just like they were talking to 3-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what it felt like.
Like you've been bad baby. And the Republicans were actually telling the truth. But see, they're out of power now. They can play that part. And I'm not saying they're all actually evil, but the point is they can. It's okay to tell the truth now because they're not in power. So Bush put in the police state grid in the name of fighting al-Qaeda. Conservatives went along with it. Liberals got mad. Now Obama keeps the police state going, but does this. And they keep saying America must lead the way. Yes, for population control. They brag on NPR. They brag on television. They brag everywhere. This is about lowering our standard of living, making us not be as wasteful, teaching us not to live as well, and taxing people in a 20% tax rate at 65 and people at a 40% tax rate at 85%. This is official. And it's going to shut down everything but select industries. When Bonner was reading to the bill, the thing I had a week ago said this, but this was even worse. It kept saying federal boards, federal groups will decide. They will write per case guidelines for your factory, your business. It's over, folks. China, India, Mexico, no carbon cuts. And there's a weird thing if they'll sign on, it's admitted they don't even have to follow it, but then they're going to pay the most of the money back in carbon credits to the IMF, World Bank. And each one of these top globalists, Soros, Gore, others, they all get their private car companies and private carbon companies that then the money's given to. I mean, this is crime so transparent, and watching Pelosi and the other slimes, I mean, they are such clear bank robbing con artist. And it's such a joke. So all this brainwashing when I was in public school about the earth, now it's dying. We got to do something to greenhouse gases and scaring us. When I remember on the overhead projectors when I was a kid and all the TV shows and the movies, it's all leading towards this system where governments worldwide decide everything and it's all selective. And you better watch the Obama deception. Hand that to me, Jason, because in this film, we break down the carbon taxes and go through it from their own words. And already California is getting rid of the tax credit for having kids. The feds are saying it. Australia is already saying a carbon tax on kids. And our news is now saying they want a tax on kids because it doesn't matter. Having kids, everything they do is going to be a carbon tax. And that's why they're saying everything. I mean, folks, it's everything. This is federal regulation of anything and everything. Everything is carbon based. This paper is. My shirt is. When I exhale 2.5 pounds of carbon dioxide a day, it's what plants breathe. It's the life cycle. This is the ultimate joke. I always heard the joke 15 years ago, 20 years ago, of it was even in Spaceballs where they're taxing breathing. And, the president's popping the can and, smelling the good air. And now they're not calling it global warming or even climate change. Now it's our deteriorating atmosphere. And that came out a few months ago. That's the new talking point put out by the White House. And suddenly it's all over TV, all over radio. But when you really read their textbooks, they're laughing. This is how they're going to micromanage your life. This is going to control you. And for those that didn't believe me about all this, Bonner read the subsections where it says they're going to have youth brigades. I mean, they've already got them in shirts saying climate police, environmental police. This is already, folks, this is really happening. And people kept telling me the last few months as I warned them about this, they said, it'll never pass. It'll never pass. Folks, this is the time for everything to pass. total bans of whatever guns the attorney general chooses, giving him dictatorial power, giving the federal government dictatorial power and these hundreds of agencies, and over 30 major agencies and hundreds of sub-agencies and directorates, are openly going to have the power over all activity, and it's on a case-by-case. They decide, just like they admit in Congress. And we've played the clips here, that if you're a Democrat, and that's because they're in power now, and you got a $15 million 90-year-old dealership in Minnesota, in one case was in the news, you make contributions to the Democrats in real time, they will let your dealership stay open. This is the seizure of the economy, kind of in a corporate strip mining, cutting corporations up, companies selling them out. I mean, it's so staggering, I can't even respond. So it's taking the free market economy, feeding it into these select coffers and select groups, and also financing worldwide huge cash payoffs to third world countries to go along with it and not industrialize there to keep their populations from developing. And the State Department memorandums, the Royal Commission on Population all say this is a tool to suppress and dominate third world populations so they never threaten the elites. And it's meant to be done here. This is an economic straitjacket that is happening. Here's one. Obama backs plan volunteers Americans to pay global taxes. Obama backed plan volunteers Americans to pay global taxes. World Tribune. I mean, these are the type of reporters. Calderon wants money. They all want it. Jason is going to come back and talk about all this with you guys tonight. And understand that they're going to go ahead and bring this in and only phase it in here and there. And everybody will kind of say, like with the Federal Reserve, oh, yeah, it's kind of a new tax, but whatever. It's innovation. It's clean energy. It has nothing to do with any of that. This is all about vertical integration of the economy and selective enforcement. And then in closing, the most important point to all of this is even if you're for climate cops and selective enforcement and taxes on everything, and even if you believe the ballyhoo, the horse pucky, that this is going to help your jobs, this is a wet blanket on an already fading economy, look at how this was passed, just like the Patriot Act. You know, I was against the Patriot Act because no one was allowed to read it and because it was tyrannical and anti-constitutional and anti-freedom and draconian and used in non-terror-related cases. It was written for that, Section 802. This is something even worse. I mean, no one was allowed to read it until 30 minutes before the vote. They bring a copy out, and Bonner has to filibuster just to read it himself. He goes, I'm getting this for the first time. I'm going to read it now. And they start going, no, motion. And then Waxman bitches at him after an hour, because knowing that the public watching thinks it's like kindergarten, he's tattling. And he goes, to the speaker, literally. Waxman goes, how long was he allowed to speak? And the speaker checks with the rules and goes, well, it was his discretion. And Waxman goes, you know, he wanted to act like Bonner broke some rule, knowing dumbass America was watching. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, folks. Let's all admit we're stupid, we're dumb, we're ill-informed. It's not funny being conned. The way this procedure, the way this was done, the way no one could read it, 30 minutes before the vote, he has to filibuster to read it live on air. Anytime they rush something through where nobody can read it, it's criminal. For people in both parties, for liberals, conservatives, all of it, you're part of a controlled paradigm. It's about feudalism, neo-serfdom, eugenics. It's not about left and right and all this phony template and false paradigm you're following. And I'm going to go ahead and leave and go work on the book and work on the film tonight. We have to work around the clock right now to get this book and film out. And Mermis also is going to be making some changes soon. He made the decision, and I'm backing him fully on it. And I'll tell you about it at the very end of the show tonight so you can focus on the film he's making that is really impressive, I have to tell you. And he's already been here 5 months. We want to do it in 5 months, but point is he's going to get out in the next 3 or 4 or even sooner. We need your support. We're here supporting you. These are times that do try men's souls. This is the greatest tyranny this country's ever seen. It's worldwide. They want the United States to lead the world into this tyranny, to say, oh, we've adopted, now everybody else has to. And the power will be directed out of the UN, the new Bank of the World, NATO, and the International Bank of Settlements, IMF, World Bank. That's what's openly being announced. It's already been announced. So this is world dictatorship, paying your taxes openly to the robber baron banker class, directly to them. No more federal government go-between. This is a complete coup d'etat, a financial coup d'etat and takeover of the republic. Please get this video when it's posted at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube and PrisonPlanet.tv out to everybody. And please check all the facts that we've brought forward here. Maybe even the listeners and viewers can take articles and sections of the bill I was talking about and put it up while I'm speaking. We don't have the personnel to do that, but it would be nice if you did. But, Burmese, you got a lot of other video clips coming up, people's phone calls on this subject. You'll be here in the chair when we get back. Very important broadcast tonight. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. TheInfoWarrior.com is Burmese's site as well. And it is Friday, the 26th of June, 2009, a day that we'll live in infamy with just open, total tyranny coming to our shores.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
I laughed and shook his hand. I made my way back home. I searched for fallen land. For years and years I roamed. I gazed a hazy stare. We must have million years.
You know, just look at the code enforcement aspect of this bill, okay? They can just define what codes they want to enforce. And since almost no existing home is going to stand up to code, this will give them an excuse to evict people, then bulldoze that area, then move in the nice little FEMA center with the mobile medical vans. I mean, how disturbing is that? How disgusting is that? How over the top is that? How nightmarish? And people are just sitting there sucking their thumbs, drinking Jenny Light, worrying about the baseball game, okay? Why was it took so long for Glenn Beck to talk about this bill? I believe he had Peter Schiff on today about it. Why is it the mainstream media, even Fox, barely touched upon this before it went to the House, before it went to vote, 219 to 212? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they have no vested interest in protecting the public good. They have no vested interest in stopping this. This helps their cronies. This helps the corporate. Where's the article right here? It's just such ridiculousness. Energy execs give climate bill grudging support. See, here they admit that the big executives are backing this bill. They admit the industrialists want this bill, but they're giving their grudging support. Yeah, right. A grudging acceptance of the U.S. climate change bill among energy industry executives and some environmentalists only reinforces the notion that a compromise ensures nobody's really happy. Ahead of House Representatives' vote on the bill on Friday, the measure was a hot topic for executives of U.S. utilities and power producers as they gathered at their annual industry meeting this week. Yeah, to click their champagne glasses together and laugh as they sucker the public again and again. Grudgingly support this bill. Give me a break. It's out of control. Lenny in New York, you're on the line. Lenny? Yes, sir.
I disagree with what Alex Jones has said in the first hour of his show yesterday. He said that they will charge us carbon taxes and not reduce carbon output. We have not yet had tyrannical carbon taxes imposed on us, yet I am employed only because of Obama's Green Initiative. And what I do is work for a subcontractor who has a contract with the New York City Housing Association and Power Authority, and I have a crew that replaces all non-energy efficient fixtures and bulbs in the project with energy efficient fixtures and bulbs, cutting down drastically the amount of kilowatts used in each building. We go into apartments only if tenants let us, so they have their Fourth Amendment right intact for now, and in no way have we been asked to spy in any way. And to be honest, I don't think they can tell the public on global warming without effectively reducing the amount of power used and carbon emissions. They need the public's help.
Okay, hey, sir, stop reading off your script. Put him on hold for a minute. Okay, stop reading off your script, sir. Don't worry, America's going to fall. Hold on. Put him on hold. Don't worry, America's going to fall. Take your shots. The government loves you. Drink lots of fluoride. Okay? And you can hold this person over. Carbon is good. It's what plants breathe. It's what we exhale. You're creating straw man arguments here. You're saying that it's not a con game, it's not just a tax, they're going to lower carbon. Of course they are, jackass. That's the whole point. Carbon's involved in all activity on the planet. And by taxing it, it's a tax on creation, a tax on energy, a tax on life, a tax on food. Obviously, to vertically integrate the economy, they're going to dole the money out to their select poverty pimp friends. That's the whole point. It's an organized economy where they take the tax money and then feed it into select friends to then vertically integrate the capitalist system for them. It's fascistic. But they use a socialist model on the bottom to pull it up. And I told you, we'd start fighting with those employed by this. They're setting the economy up where only the zombies are only able to have jobs in this, and they're going to come after
us. Wait till they start employing tens of thousands of them.
Dangerous zombie. Let's come back to him. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Lenny? Let's talk to Zombie Lenny. Before we go back to him, let me listen. You're a very dangerous person. You feel well. You don't mind Obama. Lied about the wars. Lied about warrantless wiretapping. Lied about not hiring lobbyists. Lied about how he wasn't involved in giving bonuses in the stimulus package. And all your jobs will be related to this. You get a few crumbs. The bankers get everything. And so, yes, their stimulus is taxing people and then upgrading government housing and stuff so you can live in the government housing and not own firearms and, you know, be injected with the mercury and be, I mean, come on. The government isn't your friend. It's killing you. It's injecting you with cancer viruses, with AIDS viruses. It's on record. This is a scam. We need more CO2. Polar bears can swim. The ice caps are getting bigger. The ice caps of Mars just got bigger. It isn't your SUV doing it. And this is tyranny, sir. This is all selectively enforced. This has nothing to do with saving the environment. If you care about the environment, you should be concerned about genetic engineering. Now, I shouldn't call him Lenny the Zombie. That's a little mean, but I'm losing everything. We're going to lose everything. See, NAFTA and GATT, they promised would make this place milk and honey. You like the standard of living dropping? This is going to hurt you even worse. And I know you won't believe me. And you won't admit you're wrong 5, 10 years from now. You'll make up new crap. It's why we're losers. Can't you understand, people? I know what I'm talking about. Here's Reuters. It says China and India want the rich to cut emissions by 40% below 1990-2020. A target developed nations say is out of reach, so they'll only cut it by 20%. Ladies and gentlemen, China and India, none of them have to make cuts. It's all already left. We already don't have jobs. They're going to make you in this conversion, though, only have jobs under government or select contractors. That's what I keep telling you. It's a forced conversion where they're their slaves, sharecroppers. We have to work for them because there's no more jobs. They brag how they did this.
And they're going to have to hire people to get in those bulldozers to bulldoze full communities after they kick the kids out of the house.
Look, pal, the government's evil, Lenny. And I understand the only job you can get is handed to you by the government. And I understand we're probably going to have to fight each other. You're not getting my family. And I'm going to stand up against you parasites. You understand me? I stood up against Bush and his tyranny, and I'm standing up against you. You understand? You've declared war on me and my family, Lenny. Now you put up or shut up. Go ahead.
I in no way did I say that I approve of this. I've been out of work 4 months. And the only reason I have this job, I'm a New York City union electrician, and I just need to work. All I'm doing is replacing fixtures. I'm not approving Obama's lies over and over. I'm just doing my job. You're out of your mind for accusing me of all this, calling me a jackass. You're out of your mind, Alex.
You bet I'm out of my mind, because the whole country's going to hell while the media cries and whines and makes sad speeches on the House floor about the pedophile who died. So look, if I misunderstood you, I'll apologize, but I'm pissed off, man, and I can't, God, you think I'm joking around? I'm done with you people.
Folks, I mean, this is an unbelievable bill. And let me say this, Lenny. You know, whether or not we cut carbon emissions, the majority of the larger businesses will not be expected. They're going to go after the small mom and pop shops. And they will, again, selectively enforce where they go. Look, listen, are you putting out more energy efficient light bulbs? Nobody's saying you're not. But at the same time, does that really cut a carbon emission? I mean, does that really cut what they're saying a carbon emission is? Essentially what they're saying a carbon emission is your standard of living. It's going to have almost nothing to do with the wattage of your light bulb, although that'll be some
of it. They're getting ready to rape us. They don't want us to have our own time and our own money. They want to take all the jobs and the economy so they can only work for their approved bull. Hey, don't you understand? That's why the only job you can get is from them. We're their slaves now.
You
got a word for it,
right?
The hood.
And look
you
at it. I know he's right about that, but you also got to look at it, like I said, down the line as they listen. That's why the Give Act came into play. The Give Act said, well, we're going to give out full-time service, full-time volunteer service. Full-time volunteer service means they'll have a payroll for people. And now they're saying those youth service.
The only job your kids are going to get is for these bastards.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Sons of bitches.
Exactly, man. Listen.
Look, they're going to pass the gun-grabbing bills. They're going to pass it all. They're coming. This is it.
We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmese. I mean, you can't have pocket knives anymore. 8 out of 10, banned. That's the country you live in. No Federal Reserve audit or the economy collapses. Bernanke says it on TV. Folks, we'll be back after this. Stories right now at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Stay in New World Order. Go to hell.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Running to Babylon, run all the way to Babylon.
I'm going to go back to your calls in just a moment, but I really want to show Michelle Bachmann, who has been really a triumphant voice on the House floor lately.
She's on next week.
Is she on next week? She needs to be. I mean, she's been speaking out against this, the Federal Reserve, the socialism, the Give Act. I mean, she literally said, and you're going to hear it from her mouth, that this was a decision between liberty and tyranny. And folks, we lost. We chose tyranny. 219 to 212. Hit the clip.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and I thank the gentleman from Virginia. I support the gentleman's amendment. We know, Madam Speaker, that this national energy tax will cost the American people $2 trillion. We know that. We know this will result in a loss of 2.5 million jobs every year for the American people. We know that. We know this will result in a reduced standard of living for Americans. We know that. What is the point and what's the benefit? But what is worse than this is the fact that now, because of this underlying bill, the federal government will virtually have control over every aspect of lives for the American people. It is time to stand up and say, we get to choose. We choose liberty or we choose tyranny. It's one of the two. The underlying bill represents the tyranny and the intervention of the federal government. Mr. Forbes' amendment represents liberty for the American people. It's our choice. What will we choose today? Will we choose liberty or will we choose tyranny? I choose Mr. Forbes's amendment. I
Gentleman, time has expired. Gentleman from Virginia.
All right, let's go back to calls. I mean, there she says it all right there. We did. We chose tyranny today by the slightest of margins. Tyranny won. Let's go to Black in Florida. Black, you're on the line.
What's up?
What's up, man?
I just had a question concerning spreading it, because I understand everything is not good. I'm only 16, and I just got down on this. I just figured this out on YouTube. And once I seen it, understand, like, I basically just looked at a map, and I seen how it was spreading throughout the world, so I understand how it's working and everything. I'm just saying, though, like, can you, like, send me something concerning, like, 2 pages so I can make copies of them? Like, so I can tell people about it, because I can't tell people myself because they don't understand what I'm trying to say.
What are you talking about, the pandemic, the swine flu?
Nah, everything else what you're talking about with the government and stuff, yo.
What, you're talking about this latest bill, 2454?
We just can't, because if you go on one subject, they're just going to be like, they're going to get stuck on that one subject. You need to make them see the bigger picture. Like,
well, I'll tell you what, man. Black, I thank you for the call, man. I'm trying to go with a bigger picture film right now with Invisible Empire, my friend. I mean, I am trying to show the big picture in less than 2 hours. And that's why, you know, I might as well make this announcement today. This is going to be the last Info Warrior for some time. We're going to be going on hiatus. We're going to be doing a weekly Sunday show 3 hours a week until I put out, or at least am ready to release Invisible Empire. And I just need the time. You have no idea what it's like to come here every day, to be a part of the 4-hour Alex Jones show, to sit here and work, to have to go all the way back home, to come back here, to work on the film again, to get ready for this show. I mean, it's a 3-hour show. Sometimes I don't even hit up all the news stories I'd go with. I mean, I've got 25, 35, 50 news stories a night at times. So, you know, I've got to back off for a while. Hopefully this new guy is going to be hired in the next week and a half, and just go full force on this movie. It's really starting to come together. I've been fleshing out the first chapter, putting together, again, a lot of New World Order quotes nobody's ever seen before, nobody's ever mentioned before, laying it all out that this is a real entity. And I'm actually pretty excited. Filmmaking is my forte. It's what I started in. And this has always been kind of secondary to me. I like to think that I do a decent job of it, and I do enjoy doing it. But at the same time, I've just got to push forward on this film. And I hope all you guys out there forgive me. But, you know, I'm a filmmaker. And Invisible Empire is something that's been close to my heart since 2005, something I've really wanted to work on. Now I'm almost 5 years down the line now. I need to get this picture out. And I am shooting for a Christmas Eve release. We'll see if that changes in the near future. But hopefully expect the Sunday show, and it's going to be a wrap-up show for the Alex Jones show. So I'll be on from, he's on 4 to 6 Central, so I'll be on from 6 to 9 Central on Sundays, and I'll be just wrapping up the week's news. But again, you know, I'm really stoked to go full-time on this film, because that's what I'm really into. I mean, again, I love this stuff. I love what Alex Jones does. I want to be a Renaissance man in the worst way, shape, and form. But I want this movie to be just knock your socks off good. All right, let's go to, we're on Richard. Richard, you're on the line.
Yes, Burmis.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Hello, Burmis. Is Alex still there or is he gone?
He is not currently in the room, but, you know, he might be listening in the other room. More than likely not. Probably working on his next picture and the book. But go ahead.
I just wanted to express my appreciation for both of you guys, for doing what you do, and I just wanted to say that I've listened to C-SPAN. I was watching it most of the day today, and I could not believe what I was witnessing, you know. Mm-hmm. And if it weren't for Bonner, you know, at the last minute to stand up for, you know, 90 minutes and mm-hmm. go through the last 300 pages of that, you know, I don't know what the American people would have at this point, you know.
Well, how about the people that actually stayed after the vote, after they had lost 219 to 212 and still railed against this bill?
And I'm talking about all the Americans like me that got on the phone, got on the horn to Washington to call their congressman and actually try to do something, you know.
No, absolutely.
Where's the America? Where's the America that I was brought up to respect and believe in? You know, At what point do Americans have no voice, you know? And then what happens? I mean, what are we supposed to do? I mean, when that is gone, I mean...
It's almost gone. Listen, when they pull that cyberbullying act or that cybersecurity act, that is the end of free speech. They're going to make arguments.
When we have total collapse in this country, how are we supposed to individually react against it beyond what we can do as a normal citizen? That's what I'm asking you.
Well, I'm telling you what. You know, I always say that the Second Amendment is more than likely the last resort. But if they start injecting people with cancer viruses openly on a mask, you don't think so?
Because that breaches my Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights.
Well, I agree, and that's when you might just have to turn to that Second Amendment, sir. And again,
that's
when somebody
gets it right there.
I would say that you are more than justified in that action. I never wanted to come to that, and I feel so guilty. You know, I was thinking about it today. I was driving around today. And I was on the road, and I'm thinking to myself, man, I never want to have to be put in a position to actually take another human being's life. It's something I just never, I don't have the desire to do it.
I'm a former Marine, and I tell you what, when I have the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, go back up there like she's parading around, and she's the same person that wants to regulate and inventory every aspect of our lives, okay? And I have people like Steve Quayle, who's gone now, you know, he's gone from the internet. I mean, where is the America that I was brought up to know and love? Where is it?
I'll tell you what happened to it. It incrementally got eviscerated. It literally, it burned up in a fire. It's gone.
Is this it? I mean, because please tell me. Because
no, I think this is it. You know, I don't know how much more legislation they can actually pass.
On and on and on. And I love you guys. I love Alex and everything you do. But I tell you what, there comes a time when we see collapse in this country, and this is it. I mean, if you think this is it, fine. But you know what? It's all going to come down on the ground. And in what I see, and with Waxman protesting the whole time against Bonner for this, you know.
He looks like an evil Dr. Seuss character, by the way.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
Something out of Whoville.
Oh, absolutely. They all do.
You know? Well, that guy looks like something
and
special.
This was not. This was not what I anticipated to see, okay? Now I realize that this country has gone down. It's going down fast, you know? And I just hope that I'm going to be able to protect my friends and family and do what I need to do because it's a very scary thing, Jason.
It is a very scary thing.
And thank God for you and Alex Jones.
Well, thank you, man. Richard, thank you for the call. I understand your frustration. I can't tell you that this is the bright, happy face scenario. It's not. This carbon tax, you know, again, this is something I was talking about in the very beginning of coming out here and talking about this show. I said, hey, if you want to win on something, we can beat this carbon tax. We can. We can beat these climate change bills. They're not taxing us for breathing yet. Well, we just lost, okay? We got one small shot. One small shot, and I'm talking about this is a Hail Mary 95-yard-plus toss to get the Senate to throw this bill out. And I haven't gotten the senator's phone numbers yet, but I need to get that over the break. We're going to give that out hopefully in the next segment because you need to call your senator now, and we need to beat this bill because Obama is not going to veto this bill. They're going to he probably praised the passage today. I saw some of the demons on the news. And this is all blasé in the international media, by the way. I went to The Guardian. I went to The Telegraph. They're all applauding it. Reuters is applauding it. I think Fox is probably the only one even criticizing it. But again, why did it take so long for those good people at Fox News like Glenn Beck that I know some of you just can't help but worship? Why did it take him so long to talk about this? Why was Jason Burmess talking about this 3-4 months ago when it first got introduced? And Obama and his administration were touting it as the next great thing we need to do for this country and the world. Why is it they're on the House floor talking about world citizenship? Why is it that third world nations and other nations like China and India don't have to cut their carbon emissions, but we do? Because this is a bankster takeover. This is a way to kill the dollar for real. A slow collapse, a slow burn. Cutting that neck real nice and slow as you bleed out, folks. We're going to come back, take your calls, play some more Bomber, On the other end, it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
You know, I can only feel for Richard's plight. I mean, he's angry. He doesn't, he asks, is this the end of America? And I have to agree, this is the end of America. I mean, this is it.
This is only the beginning. They're going to pass all this crap. They're launching all their major salvos now. They know that we're awake to them. They got to go into total tyranny. This is it.
What do you think, before you go off, Jones, hold on, let me get you for 30 seconds here. What do you think the next step is? In other words,
we know what the next step is.
Well, let's talk about it really quick. We got the short segment here. All right. So this is definitely going to go through the Senate. By the way, if you want to call your senator and bitch, and you should be, 1-800-833-6354.
All they need is SWAT teams and build more NSA bases. They know we know they're criminals. Yeah, we should call the filth and let them know we're aware of them.
Well, let's at least make it a close. Let's make it at least a WWE result of like a 52-48. You know, at least show that we had some.
We've got to start fighting this now because next comes the implementation.
That's what I'm saying.
They already had the Wetlands Act and tried the same crap. Listen, here's the deal. We're going to expose these bastards. They've already had to stop saying it's global warming to climate change. And now the deteriorating atmosphere, we're losing the air, but they want to tax the main ingredient of air, carbon dioxide.
Yeah, I'm breathing real heavy these days.
But, he's such a bull, man. Dude, the general public thinks polar bears can't swim and the Arctic is melted. It's actually gotten bigger.
Yeah, no, I know.
I mean, every summer they say, it's hot. Mommy, is it true that once there were seasons? No, honey, that's what Al-Qaeda evil says. Oh, good night.
And notice that there's no debate on Al-Qaeda anymore. They're saying, I mean, he's literally saying in speeches like Obama did yesterday when he came with a little coming out party speech.
They're saying it's the new global government. It's the world.
Yeah, no, it's citizens of the world. And Obama explains that this is going to keep the country safer because it's going to get us off our dependence on foreign oil.
Oh, yeah.
Playing off the 9/11 lie yet again.
The Middle East not having money will make them be more friendly.
Yeah.
That'll make it even worse. Corrupt elites over there keeping all the money for themselves.
That's right.
That's the only real terrorism being generated. Most of it stays.
You know, I've seen a lot of people don't watch the news, but I used to watch 2020 all the time. And I remember once they followed around one of these Saudi princes, and literally people would come from hundreds of miles to grovel for 30 seconds to beg the king for this endorsement or that business deal or this contract.
They would call it in his rapture, that being in the presence.
Yes. And you literally bow down to this guy.
Well, bow down, God, Lordship. Please help me rent my slave.
Is that what we want in this country?
He lied and said he wasn't bowing down. I mean, it's nothing but lies. Look, Burmese, this is a good wake-up call because everybody kept saying, oh, it won't pass. Listen, jackasses. This is the New World Order. It's making its move worldwide. They've announced world government, Bank of the World. I'm a jackass, too. It's time to get serious, get focused, and get angry. And to just shatter the left-right paradigm.
And by the way, 5 Republicans voted for this bill. That's why it passed over. 8 did. Wow.
We got a list of them. In fact, I actually printed a list of those bastards off. Here, let me show you the list here. Hold on just a minute. It's in this.
There they are right there. It's on the front.
Yeah. No. That's,
oh, I'm sorry.
That's flashback cops to find wasteful homeowners and businesses. Stuff like that. No, in here. It's in this article or the one Aaron wrote. It's a full list of them. No, it's not it. It's in this one. Hold on. I'll give you the little turds' names. Here it is. With their phone numbers. Bono Mac voted for it. Castle of Delaware. Kirk of Illinois. Lance of New Jersey. Lobedio of New Jersey. McHugh, New York. Reichart, Washington. Chris Smith, New Jersey. A lot of bastards in New Jersey. And there's the turds' phone numbers if you want to give them out, Bernice.
Listen, I want to be proactive, Alex. These people have already cut the throats of every American out there. Let's just give out this Senate number.
Hey, you think we're just saying that? They're going to take over what industry's left and shut all the rest down. These are worse than Stalin.
Yeah.
These son of a bitches want to kill you and your family. Just watch.
And meanwhile, they're turning the projects into tattletale centers. That's what they are.
No, everything's tattletale. Everything's the opposite. It's 1984. You need 1776 right in the face. Hmm.
1-800.
I'm not spitting on you.
No, you didn't spit on me. I would have let you know.
Well, no, you made a little hum.
Well, no, I gave the little hum here as 1776, sir. 1-800-833-6354 or 202-224-3121. That's 1-800-833-6354, 202-224-3121. And call your Senate. Let them know. Get in your state senator's face and say, look, we're holding you accountable too, Buster Brown. This is the deal. I'm serious, Jones. This is out of control. This is actually worse than the giveback because we don't even know.
The force, because I would just like those little congressmen.
I guess I have 1,200 pages to read, folks. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior.
My voodoo dolls with these bastards are poking.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from?
You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All right, we're going to continue to go to your calls. I'm going to go to Truth Patriot. Oh, I'm sorry, Truth Patriot dropped. Felix in Mississippi. Felix, you're on the line.
Good evening, gentlemen. Burmese, Alex. I'm a member of Prison Planet TV. Donated pretty good to the Money Bomb. Been listening to Alex since he started on WWCR, and that's been a long time ago.
That sounds like a long time ago.
Yeah, well, Alex, my friend, today I listened to your show, and you was apologizing for raising hell. Stop apologizing. Keep raising hell. Maybe, just maybe, we can get somebody to get off their fat rear ends off a couch that with their beer swilling, football-watching fools, and get off their ass and be men in this country and stand up. If we remember correctly, only 3%, it took 3% of the population to win the Revolutionary War. There's over 100 million gun owners in this country, and if just 3% of us stand up, their asses are in trouble.
I agree with you, sir.
So you keep up the good work, gentlemen. Please.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm glad for the fired-up phone call. Listen, why is it that we can have hundreds and thousands of drone-like zombies? Let me repeat that. Drone-like zombies stand outside a hotel where the king of pop, some weirdo who made some good music years and years ago, No matter whether you believe he's a child molester or not, he's a weirdo, okay, folks? Like Alex said, this is a guy that was so self-obsessed with his appearance that he had probably dozens, if not hundreds, of surgeries on his face. Talk about somebody who's not happy on the inside. You know, a lot of people criticize me because sometimes I talk about the law of attraction. But if you know anything about the law of attraction, you should want to like yourself. You should be happy with the person. That's the key. To know that you're trying to do the right thing. I'm not perfect. I have a ton of flaws. I'm a hypocrite at times. I know that I'm not. But I do try to reach out to other people and let them know how bad it is. I do try to look out for humanity. I do try to help my friends, my family. I try to think about the whole first. I try not to be a selfish person. Am I always successful? No. But you're pretty damn selfish when the hot topic on the at the water cooler or on the phone is that Michael Jackson died. No! Who cares? They just passed a bill today that is going to tax your entire lifestyle. Meanwhile, again, I'm watching Davos 07 where Bill Gates is bragging about his accomplishments in Africa with the program, with the eugenics program there of one-child policies and sustainable families. And meanwhile, today we have to hear about sustainability and world citizenship on the floor. All right. I'm going to continue to go to calls in a moment. We're going to go to Mike, Leo, Ruben, and I think we've got two Rubens on the line. That's a little weird, but we've got it. We're going to go to Brahmer right now, where he brings up this huge list of people we're going to be under regulations. Hit it.
I've got a chart here. Chart here that goes through all of the agencies involved, all of the structure that is created under this bill. It's all being done, of course, in the middle by the Environmental Protection Agency. They're at the center of this. But if you look at all of the different agencies involved, you'll see that we've got the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission involved. We've got the United States Department of Agriculture going to be involved. The Internal Revenue Service will be engaged in this bill as well. The Department of Treasury. I wish I could tell you what FWS was, but somebody could probably tell me. We have the Commodity Futures Trading Commission that's going to be involved in helping to regulate this. The National Oceanographic Weather Service, basically. The Department of Health and Human Services going to be involved in putting this together. How about the Department of State? Play a big role in making sure that we get cleaner air and green energy. We got the Department of Energy, of course, the Department of Labor, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Bureau of Land Management. All these federal agencies are going to take part in trying to put this bill into action. But that's not all. Not even close. We've got the Offsets Integrity Advisory Board. We also have the Carbon Market Oversight Interagency Working Group that are going to try to help control who gets these carbon credits and who doesn't, how they can be traded and how they can't, and where in the world these offsets are going to be. Don't have to be in the United States. We're going to see billions of American tax dollars being shipped around the country, around the world, whether it's replanting forest in other parts of the world, they're going to help clean up our air. I'm sure our constituents want our money being shipped overseas to plant trees. But that's not all. That's not all. Not even close. We've got the Consumer Refund Fund that's going to be outlined here. We've got the International Reserve Allowance progress here. How about the domestic offset providers? We've got the offset traders and the national offset providers. Oh, we got the Clean Vehicle Technical Advisory Board. We have the Carbon Capture Board. And it goes on and on and on. This elaborate government structure that will cost the American people several trillion dollars over the next 10 years, all in an effort to clean up our air, help build a new alternative energy industry in the United States, and to help create jobs in our country. I don't believe there are hardly any people in America who believe that this giant government bureaucracy is going to be able to deliver on the three goals that you outline.
I mean, you kind of have to have prisonplan.tv or go to Infowars.com to just see the number of agencies that he didn't cover. He covered plenty, but he only talked for 2.5 minutes. And he could have talked for much longer, folks. Like Jones said, he could have talked all night. He should have filibustered this bill. There's no doubt about it. That's how you know it's staged to one end. If they really did care, if they really did give a damn, they had every opportunity to just stick there and say, hey, put this in your pipe and smoke it, Waxman, you freaky looking cartoon character. All right, let's go to Mike in India. Mike, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
Referring to the one guy who called in, the guy that was that worked for the state or whatever, the government, so that, you know, I'm happy to have a job.
Yes.
I live close to Louisville, Kentucky, and in Louisville, Kentucky, they did a story about this bill that passed, and on the front cover of the Leo, how ridiculous it was. And you're going to run into more of those people, and they're going to come in waves and waves.
They're going to act. All right, this is what's going to happen. In the next 2 to 3 months, they're going to act like the economy is recovering because they're going to hire people up with all this appropriated money for the Give Act and this Conservation Act, okay? So a lot of people who, like this guy, was out of work for 4 months or were out of work for 2, 3, 4, 6, 12 months are going to find a home and a job, and people are going to start complaining 1 and 2 months in when their bills start skyrocketing. And then these people are going to be like, hey, tough, I need a job, I need to feed my kids, and they're going to pit us against each other.
Yeah. Well, it's like, he says, I'm so happy to have a job. I'm sure the people who ran the crematoriums back in World War II were happy to have their jobs. I'm sure the people that packed the trains in that weren't part of the Nazi militia were happy to have their jobs. But there's, the United States isn't going to last with stuff like this happening. And I feel defeated almost because, I play online, I listen to you all, and I just told everybody about the bill passing. And I got a ton of people tell me, did that really pass, the cow tax and all that stuff? I'm like, no, it really passed, and it has to be signed into. And once it happens, everybody's, all your bills, everything's going to go through the roof. And, without you all, people wouldn't know, and keep fighting the good fight, man.
Well, thank you, brother. Well, it's not enough to know. We need to take action. And, we tried to put the word out yesterday, and we warned people. And I didn't just warn people yesterday. I've been talking about this bill since its inception. I didn't know it by name, 2454, but every time they were reporting on how great this new Obama climate bill was going to be, I kept warning people. I said, you think, this is just overseas? You think this is just in the UK? You think they're running stories over there about how we're using two-ply toilet paper and it's killing the environment, that it's not going to come home to roost? You got another thing coming. Well, guess what? It came home to roost. Mike, I thank you for the call. Thank you, brother. Leo in Montana. Leo, you're on the line. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, Leo must have dropped. Ruben in California. Ruben, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I wanted to thank you and especially Alex for all you do. I met Alex, shook his hand a couple of years ago over there at the L.A. Tooth Conference, and he was really busy but very gracious.
Mm-hmm.
And, maybe I'm grasping at straws here, but at this point, since this bill passed, I'm looking at a couple articles I read. One was WorldNet Daily, where they talk about how 50% of the people, based on this poll, are aware of, Obama's citizenship issue. And, how, people like Debbie Kidd and other people are talking about how, for every law that he signs, people can sue once they try and implement it. Right, and then they can say, look, he's not, eligible to be president, that sort of thing. I mean, are we grasping at straws there, or what do you think?
You're talking about the birth certificate issue?
Yes.
Look, here's the deal. The guy was probably born in Kenya. You know, I'm not going to say I'm 100% on that, but his grandmother did write that in his book. The bigger issue, he's openly an internationalist. He brags about his father coming from Kenya. He brags about his education abroad. He talks about global citizenship. And the thing that's upsetting is that maybe later on they will have it come out, and they will say that foreigners can now be president by proxy. And, you know, I do think it's a legitimate issue, but grasping at straws is probably a good analogy, because they're never going to address this in the mainstream unless they can address it in a positive light. It's the same thing with his Muslim background. Remember, no one dare talk about his Muslim background and his Muslim father before the election. It was something I even shied away from, basically because I really don't care what religious, you know, faith somebody follows in the slightest. It's not a big deal to me. I would rather have people be honest and not be hypocrites like this man. But then he goes to the Middle East 2 weeks ago, and the entire media starts playing up his Muslim heritage. I mean, it was like the Twilight Zone.
But why aren't we pounding away on our congressmen and our senators and whatnot, you know, and locally even?
Well, locally is the key. That's the thing. Locally is the key. Why aren't we pounding away? Why aren't more people joining Campaign for Liberty?
Right. I mean, this should be, now that we're at this point, right, where we've got a rogue, Congress and Senate, mm-hmm. I mean, we should be just hammering away on this. And if 50, you know, more than 50% of the people know about it and have a problem with it, you know, it's time to really get a push. I mean, maybe we should have tea parties, you know.
The problem is that Fox will just co-opt them like they did this year. That's the problem. Listen, we had enough people. I'm serious. We had enough people this year to be pissed off about the Federal Reserve. There would have been record numbers at the tea parties anyway. What does Fox do? They usurp them. They praise Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck, right? And the Federal Reserve all of a sudden gets more power than ever 2 months later. Think about how sick and twisted that is. Remember, February the tea parties come. 2 months later, the Federal Reserve is granted carte blanche powers where they will now have more oversight than the SEC. The criminals who brought us here now have power of the oversight. And it's a sick joke with these people that they were able to say, look at how many people are standing up against the Federal Reserve. Look at how many people are standing up against taxes. They just passed a bill that we will be taxed for everything. And the Federal Reserve will regulate it because they are our new lords. That's the sick joke. So people did get upset, but they don't know how to get upset. They don't understand that they actually have to take the power into their own hands. Everybody's expecting somebody else to do it for them. That ain't how it works. You've got to run for city council. You've got to run for state senate. You've got to run for Congress. That's the bottom line. And, you know, I feel guilty even saying that because we had Cindy Sheehan in here, and she talks about how elections are rigged. You're damn right they're rigged, especially when you have Diebold and these other corporate entities running the elections. And we've been trying to expose that since 2000. I mean, since 2000. We are in a, just... It's 1984. 1984 is 2009, and it is only going to get worse. I thank you for the call, Ruben. I think I got another Ruben on the line. We'll find out. Ruben in Washington? Yes?
Yes.
All right, back-to-back yes, Rubens. What's up, man?
Hey, you know, it's funny that you should mention that the election thing, because that's actually what I was going to talk about. Because mm-hmm. These globalists have been, they've been working at this for, what, a couple hundred years or something like that?
Yes.
And we can beat them in, like, three. The state legislatures cycle every 2 years, and we've probably got enough people woken up and like aware of this, enough patriots out there to where if we all just like, you know, stop talking about it and start moving in, running for state legislatures and getting into the city councils and doing what the globalists have been doing, getting and infesting our government, and we go in and take it back. And on a local level, I think, what was it, like 34 states can abolish the federal government?
Yes, well, there are some provisions out there that they can't abolish the federal government. They can just declare their sovereignty and go by their state constitution instead.
Well, yeah, you know, fair enough. But, like, right then and there, you're basically, like... Telling the government that you're not going to go along with like.
Well, all right, hold on. Let's look at this Governor Sanford situation. This guy disappears. I say obviously he's a liar. He's not at the Appalachian Trail Mountains. Now, did they go after this guy because he wanted to do something similar? He didn't necessarily want to declare state sovereignty, but he was one of their boys. You know, he's going to the Bilderberg meeting. He's one of their little elite buddies that usually goes along with the agenda. And then the bailout comes around, and he doesn't want to go with the bailout agenda. He wants to refuse the stimulus money. They won't allow him to refuse the stimulus money. Then he wants to, instead of take the stimulus money and spend it on what they say, he says he wants to take the stimulus money and pay down the state debt that he owes, and they won't allow him to do that either. So did they burn him because of that? I mean, that's a possibility. So as soon as you don't go along with the program stateside, it seems like you're gunned after as well. And Rick Perry talking about sovereignty, this guy is a Bilderberg boy from the – I mean, seriously, man.
No, Rick Perry. Absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Rick Perry is one of these guys that they would love to prop up to run in 2012 against Barack Obama. He's a face that they could use. And if not 2012, maybe 2016 or 2020. He is a House politician with a devil's charm and smile, my friend. And listen, Rome wasn't built in a day. If we could get rid of this system in 10, 15, 20 years, I'd be happy. I'd be able to I would be willing to work my hardest day in and day out until that day came, if it was that far down the line. But again, we have to be focused. We have to realize, again, we can't change everything in a day. And I think 3 years might even be a little too optimistic. That doesn't mean I don't have hope. But we'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burns, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Sure.
And remember, they're about to go to Copenhagen in December, worldwide, have another one of these conferences, and again, further legitimize international regulation of human beings or carbon or whatever they want to call it. It's a slave grid, folks. That's what it is. Deborah in Michigan. Deborah, you're on the line.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
No, you're not having a good night. I knew exactly what I was going to say when I called, but I've been listening to the conversation. I am literally, this just scares the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
What is the end goal to all this?
The end game. Have you seen Endgame? Alex Jones' Endgame yet?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's it. Listen, they really do want to have control over every single facet of your life. They really want to chip in you. I know this sucks. I don't want a chip in me. They already have human beings with microchips in them. They're going to try to make it trendy and fashionable first. And they have tried to market it that way, and some people have fallen for it. But they want a chip in you. They want a cashless society control grid. So in other words, just a credit system where you have certain amounts of credits. It's a wipe. You do everything through your cell phone or your personal computer. Money is completely eliminated. You're GPS'd all the time. There's cameras in your homes. Again, they're prepping you with that with the Xbox 360 Project Natal, where you have a literal biometric camera in your living room, and there'll be in millions of living rooms this Christmas, I guarantee that, that has voice recognition, facial recognition, motion sensors, and it's hooked up to the internet 24/7. They want to regulate.
What's the point to all this? This is what I don't understand. What
you're a slave. You're a slave, and they live forever. They listen. They know that they can't cap technology forever. They see the progression of technology. You know, I was over on a service call earlier in the day. I do a little IT work on the side. And I was talking to an older lady. She was about probably like 80, 85 years old. And she mentioned, she said, you know, life didn't change that much from my mother's age into, you know, when she passed away. She's like, well, what we saw was she saw maybe the change between carriages to automobiles and saw the building of buildings. I've seen, she's like, I saw the point where we had cars that were going, you know, 15, 20 miles an hour to sports cars everywhere, skyscrapers, planes everywhere. She's like, to the iPhone. We were even talking about the iPhone today. She's like, computers. I remember in 1976 when we had a word, you know, basically a glorified word processor. So these elites honestly do believe they can live forever. They really do believe that. And life extension technology that they have suggests that that is a possibility. I don't know whether it's a probability or a definitive, but they believe it. People, listen, you want to know what their plan is for them? Read Kurzweil. Kurzweil literally talks about how their ultimate goal will be able to take any kind of shape or form they want and travel the cosmos and live forever like gods.
Are they insane?
Yes, they are insane. Have you noticed? They worship an owl god in the middle of the woods in California during the summer. Yes, they are certifiably insane. Okay, the bourgeois in Rome, okay, the rulers in Rome used to rape little boys as a delicatessen. And guess what? That practice still goes on today through the power elite. Yes, they are insane. Anybody that could take pleasure in the rape of a little boy, you bet they're insane. They are nuts.
I'm going to throw this out there because, you know, a lot of people don't really get what rape is. I was raped.
Okay.
And I was raped in a way that men would rape little boys. Mm-hmm. You feel like you're going to die.
Mm-hmm. No, it's absolutely
terrifying.
It's that
bad. It's that bad. That's how sickening it is.
Yeah. And that's why I combat these people, because you know what? It sounds, you know, one world, everybody having equality. That sounds great in theory. Oh, we're all going to sing and dance and hug together. That's not what these people want with a one world government. They want a one world government of tyranny where they rise above us as our lords. I thank you for the call, Deborah. We're going to go to more calls on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented New Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for New Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, folks, we are back. I just had to get into my jam there. Sometimes it's tough to pull back. You know, I like the songs that I play. I don't like what's going on in this country and the world for that matter. But I just think about how twisted the entire populace is right now, that it's okay that third world nations have to live in squalor, and it's okay that there are eugenics programs going on in Africa, and it's okay there's mass genocide going on our behalf in the Middle East, both in Israel and Afghanistan and Iraq. And how tolerant we are of all of it, of all of it. And we say, well, that's just the way it is. Boy, I wish we could change things. We can change things. We got to reach down real deep. We got to believe in ourselves. We got to get ready to make real sacrifice, not the kind of sacrifice that Obama is asking you to make. Real sacrifice, sacrifice that means something, not sacrifice towards some globalist agenda, some socialist communist bull. But a sacrifice of oneself to the real greater good, to individual freedoms and humanity. That's what we need to do. So take a step back, look in the mirror, and ask yourself, how can I do that? What do I need to do? Do I need to call the Senate and tell them that this bill cannot be passed? 1-800-833-6354, 202-224-3121. Or do I need to run for Senate? Do I need to take over my local community? Do I need to do something to stop NLE 09 from coming to my town, my neighborhood, my state, my tribal land? There's so much to do out there, and the fight has never been harder, folks. Let's go to Leo. Leo, you're on the line.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Jason, how you doing tonight?
All right.
Hey, I was watching that crap getting passed on C-SPAN. I caught it live after hearing Alex's rant during his show today. And out of all these things, out of that's coming about to screw everybody, what is that going to do as far as somebody's house that's already currently made, like mine or yours or Alex's or basically anybody else's?
Well, what they are, this is what I'm going to say, because this is going to shock a lot of people, but this is what I'm warning against. They are going to have the ability to come into your home to say, you can't have this, 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 and this, and you've got to change the wiring in your entire house, and you've got to make it this energy efficient. And you'll have until a certain date to do so, and then if you don't do so, they will then declare eminent domain and take your house, okay, and say that you weren't able to get it up to code, so you no longer deserve to have it. Sound good?
Well, maybe for them, but for common Joes like me, no. That could, when they start coming around doing that, how are the people going to afford to pay for all that crap? Especially when they don't have a job or something like that. They're just going to toss them out in the street and
Yes. They will toss them not out into the street, but into a local FEMA center in a neighborhood that they've already bulldozed and set up for these large community. They're getting ready to set up large communities of projects where the main employment is the Give Act and AmeriCorps and this environmental program. And that is what the reality is. And it'll have more. So I'm dead serious. And they will do it again. It'll be a vicious cycle. More and more people will lose their homes, and they'll bulldoze more and more areas, and they'll build more and more FEMA camps, and more people will come to those camps, and more people will take jobs that the state gives out, and they will love their government. Sir, it's a nightmare, and it's happening. I thank you for the call. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Blitz through your phone calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Remember, if you miss any of the program, you can go to theinfowarrior.com. Go check out the podcast. Go check out the Listen Live. The show is going on hiatus, folks. I am going to spend more time working on the film. We're going to be coming back with a once a week, 3-hour Sunday show. And hopefully we're going to be doing that in the next 2 to 3 weeks. I'm going to New York on the 1st. I'm going to be gone for a week. And then I'm going again in July. To spend a week out in California to conduct interviews for my film and then Alex's film as well. Just so much going on, and I'm excited. I get giddier and giddier as the projects go further and further, and I'm digging this movie. I'm hoping it has a big impact. I'm hoping it wakes people up to that broader agenda. I mean, we had Bleck call in earlier, and he said, man, I need something that shows the broader agenda. And, you know, you're not going to have just a two-piece piece of paper that's going to be able to explain that agenda. I really do think that you can explain the majority of it in simpleton terms, because they talk to us like we're children. So you have to dumb it down for the masses. You know, I sometimes don't know what's going on. I have to take a second take. You know, I have to watch these hearings twice to know exactly what this legislation means. I'm not always Johnny on the spot on the info. So pretty exciting stuff in my life. Invisible Empire, look for it. All right, let's go to Anonymous. Anonymous, you're on the line. Yes, sir. All right, if Anonymous isn't there, yes? You there? All right, Will in Canada.
Hey, it's Will in Canada. How's it going?
Good.
Okay, so as if you're only doing one show a week now. I'll make you a deal, though, Vermis. If you do at least an hour of cameo with Alex, I won't start princess calling you during your show on Sunday.
All right, well, I'll try not to. But, no, I'm still going to be popping in. I'm still going to be substitute hosting for Jones when he decides to take a well-deserved vacation with his family. But, man, it really does burn me out being here all day for the Jones show. I go home once a day. I come back. I try to put on a good three-hour show and work on the film all day. And now that I'm going to have somebody basically – you know, who I'm going to be over their shoulder, because my style of directing is, you know, I'm almost anal about, I want this scene here, I want this scene there, I want a longer transition here, we need another article there. And, you know, I'm really trying to make this graphic intensive. So as soon as this guy gets in, you know, I want to be spending 8 to 12 hours a day with that guy. I mean, he's
Jason,
my new guy.
I gotta say, you are one of my favorite filmmakers, Alex Stone. So, kudos to you guys, but that's a good segue when you're talking about working long hours. Mm-hmm. You know how in European Airways they cut a month's salary?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay, well, what's happening in Canada, this actually happened at my company where I'm working right now, it's even worse. The system they've set up and they're using all over the country, I call it corporate welfare, but it's actually called WorkShare.
Okay.
And the way this works is that you're supposed to get a day off on Friday, and you get 20% of your salary cut. And my company's actually doing this right now.
So wait a minute. Because you don't work on Fridays, they're going to cut 20% of your salary?
Well, no, but you are working anyways because your workload hasn't decreased. Actually, your workload is increasing, so now you're working more overtime hours, and you're working on weekends, but everybody's salary, so it doesn't matter. With the work share, what happens is government is supposedly supposed to subsidize 50% of what they take off. So basically, when you're looking at European Airways, they're doing, well, it's all wrong anyways, but they're doing way better than we are because they're actually cutting 2 months of our salary here in North America.
That's incredible. That is really incredible.
Yeah, look into that. It's like we got bought out by an American company. Mm-hmm. This work share program takes effect next week. And, no food on your table. But
meanwhile your taxes increase. Exactly.
Yeah, and our taxes are increasing. It's absurd. And that's how we can see that this is a globalist agenda. Because when you look at all of the Western nations right now, all of their salary cuts that are occurring under the guise of these social programs that are supposed to kick in and fund it all, they're all around the same values that they're taking away from us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, it seems like a bit of a coincidence that all of a sudden all these countries are developing these corporate welfare plans, mm-hmm. and basically we're paying for the corporate welfare.
Yeah, meanwhile, exactly.
And, in a meeting, you'll have 3 out of 20 guys actually stand up and stick up for them, myself being one of them. Mm-hmm. But there was only two other people that really had a spine where I worked.
That's incredible.
That's very scary because
well, look at Pennsylvania in this country. Okay, again, the standard of living going down all over the place. Unemployment at record highs since the Great Depression. What's the governor of Pennsylvania say? Oh, we need to increase taxes across the board 16%.
Yeah, no.
And I'm just like,
really,
whoa. Go ahead.
What really gets me is that my grandfather actually beat up riot cops for these rights 50 mm-hmm. years ago.
Well, back in the day.
It would break his heart if he was alive today to see what we have become.
That's right. You know, and they used to do that when people were trying to unionize to try to get basic human rights at work. That's what used to happen when the riot cops came. Molotov cocktails and people actually getting beat down and standing up for their rights and standing up for the fact that they needed to make a living and not be a slave. I thank you so much for the call, Will.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, brother. Yeah. And everybody out there. I'm not going to be with you for July 4th, so make it your Info Warrior Independence Day. Make people aware of this bill, 2554. Make people aware of 1207. Make people aware of fabled enemies, the Obama deception, loose change, final cut. There's so much you can do. Cody in Oklahoma. Cody, you're online. Yes, Cody.
Yeah, Jason, I've been listening to Alex for about a year now,
mm-hmm.
and I've been catching on slowly and slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And today, I always thought Alex got a little angry. You know, he would have these rants, and I think, well, he's a little too angry.
Mm-hmm.
Today actually made me realize that what all of us have to do is get the passion that he has, because things like today, people that over 215 people voting yes on something they weren't allowed to read, it should infuriate anyone that lives in this country. That is a definition of insanity, and the fact that no one's, I walked around today trying to tell people all of this, trying to inform people, let them know, hey, today we are almost officially going into tyranny. People can come into your house and tell you how to live.
No, they can't. They are going to come into your house and tell you how to live. And it's going to be a big shock for the people that got to keep their homes when they come into their nice home, to their $300,000 still on the market, still valued at $300,000. You know, when they come into their gated community and they go around the house to some 75, 85 year old couple's house and say, boy, this isn't energy efficient at all. You're probably going to have to tear down this wall. Everything needs to be rewired. You're using too much wattage on bulbs. I mean, it will start with the small stuff, but people are going to figure out pretty quick that this is total tyranny and another excuse for them to take your property. Just another excuse. Go ahead.
In the ignorance of people, you know, worried about Michael Jackson and everything, you know, I've been, you know, somewhat slack, I guess, but today I think should anyone that's semi-awake should, you know, begin to realize that this is coming down on us hard and fast, so fast. People don't understand the implications of what are about to happen. They don't understand. And they've been, you have to go out and take initiative on yourself if you're aware and just pound and pound and pound people and let them know that what is coming down is
Cody, let's let them listen. Yeah, it is. And Cody, let's let them know to call 1-800-833-6354 and tell your local senator no dice on this bill. I thank you for the call. Joey in Illinois. Joey, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, so I'm only going to say that I'm 15 years old, and it's pretty sad that, like, the people who call in and say that you guys are a bunch of phony heads or whatever, it's just pathetic listening to them because, like, if you can't tell that this is happening, it's just pathetic. Like, it really does suck.
Sir, what do we do here? I mean, honestly, I don't know how they can sit there and say that. What do we do here? We play the House floor. We read the bills on air. We read off the official news wires that every other news agency reads off of us as well. We just tell you the truth about it.
Yeah,
we read past the headline, you know?
Yeah, and it sucks. But what I want to say is I wanted to call you guys and thank you. And what can I do? Because, like I said, I'm only 15. And like,
but you know what? You're 15 years old, and there's a lot of young people around you, and you can let them know right off the bat that you're going to be in the next 6 to 12 months asked to join something called City Year or similar, or asked to be pledged national service, and they're going to bring it into the classrooms, and they're going to act like it's mandatory, and they're going to give you different flavors, and they're going to say pick one, okay? What you need to do is tell your students that this is coming, and you don't need to pick any. And that this is tyranny, my man, because they are literally recruiting the next level of Nazi youth. You know, they used the blonde, blue-eyed scamps before under Hitler, and now they're using minorities, people of color, and people who are fooled by this left-wing agenda. It's not a left-wing agenda. I promise you, it's a globalist agenda to do their bidding in all colors, all shapes, all sizes, but it all comes back to the red, white, and black of fascism, my friend. I thank you for the call, Jay. You can do a lot more than you think, I promise you. George in Indiana. George, or I'm sorry, Jay in Texas. Jay, you're on the line. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've been listening to Alex probably since about 2003,
mm-hmm.
and I found out about the New World Order probably in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's... You know, a lot of people out here, you know, when I tell them about all this stuff, they just really, it floors them. they can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how do you tell people about this, you know?
Well, again, you know, my biggest thing is to find some common ground off the bat. It's all about the person you're talking to. You know, there's no fail-safe. There's no 100% method. There's no one topic that's going to pull everybody in. So stay on the line, and we're going to go through some of those ways to really reach out to people that aren't buying into this, that don't understand the truth, that refuse to even watch C-SPAN to see what's going down. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
We'll be right back.
We are back. It's the InfoWord with Jason Burmes. We're talking to Jay in Texas. How do you reach out to people? Well, Jay, you're in Texas, and I'm not sure exactly who you're trying to reach out to, but, you know, first of all, you know, I usually can target people who are religious off the bat, and they're usually the easiest to at least open up their minds. And this is how I approach them. I'll go, well, you know, you're a Christian. Do you believe, and I used to use this with Bush all the time, do you believe that Bush is a Christian? And they'll look at me and they'll say, well, you know, we think that he really is, you know, thinks he's talking to God and he's doing the right thing. Because he made all these outrageous religious comments. And I said, well, do you know about Skull and Bones? And most of the time they don't. But sometimes they'll go to me, oh, well, that's just a fraternity thing. He doesn't really believe in any of that stuff. And I'll say, well, what about the Bohemian Grove? Now, 99.9% of the people have no idea what the Bohemian Grove is. And now, armed with your cell phone, your iPhone, you know, again, technology is a double-edged sword. You can whip out the actual ritual that Alex Jones caught in 2000 and say, well, actually, this is what they do in the summer, and they're in the annals. And you can pull up a picture from Google, you know, get them thinking about that on that level. You know what I'm saying? You know, if 9/11 is the issue that you really want to bring up, you know, say to them, well, you know, they often say that the FBI wasn't sharing information with the CIA, but, you know, where were the hijackers trained? And the first thing most people will say is, well, Saudi Arabia. And then you have to say, well, that's partly true. But if you look at it, you know, the guys that did funnel through in Saudi Arabia, they came through a visa department that was really a CIA front, according to whistleblower and head of the visa department, J. Michael Springman, to funnel in Islamic militants into this country through their program with their asset, Osama bin Laden. So, you know, you bring in the small stuff and you say, and actually a lot of them were reported to training as U.S. bases. Go slow. Okay. It doesn't have to all be bombs in the building, you know, no plane hit the Pentagon, that type of thing. Go really slow. Find an issue like, all right, we had all these people out there protesting the Federal Reserve. They don't know what they're protesting. You know, say, hey, there's this film, America, Freedom to Fascism, really breaks down the Federal Reserve and the 16th Amendment. And before the end of it, you're talking about North American Union and it's bringing in the microchip, the Real ID Act. You know what I mean? So,
yes.
You know, you got to have tact. And you got to be able to read a person. Some people are better at it than others, but I've been doing it now for years, and I know when someone is going to meet me bullishly or boorishly on the top, and I know sometimes I've only got 15 or 30 seconds to pique their interest to get them to listen to the rest of my spiel. You got to pick and choose your words very wisely. Jay, I thank you for the call, and I wish you the best of luck, buddy. George in Indiana. Hey, no problem. George in Indiana. George, you're on the line.
Yeah, have you seen the movie Autumn?
No, I have not.
Oh, man, you got to watch it.
All right, well, tell me about it.
It might be the last movie that Carradine did.
Okay.
It's about a virus. And in the Bible it says, man in the last days will seek death and can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you watch this movie, it's like Night of the Living Dead. It's a little bit different, and it hits it really hard. We're talking about Autumn. We're talking about the shots that they're wanting to give us mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
And he died in a weird way. You got to watch this movie, man.
All right, Autumn. I'll check it out. It's recently released or what?
Yep.
All right, I'll check it out, I promise you. Thank
right,
you,
brother.
George. You got it. Eric in Illinois. Eric, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, Eric.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
I'm all right.
All right. I just wanted to let people know that, you know, Alex, you know, I know I can feel for him and everything that he's, you know, that's going on. It's very frustrating. It's like dealing with a mass of zombies out there. People are not paying attention to what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you something, and you know I'm a religious man. You know I'm a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been knowing this stuff for over 20 years of what is going to happen and what we are going into. And I am telling you, brother, it is not going to be pleasant.
It doesn't look like it's going to be pleasant. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah.
This country needs to basically get down on their knees and cry out to God.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we need to do, and ask for his compassion upon this nation. And we need to be getting involved, just like you were saying, getting involved in the city councils,
mm-hmm.
getting involved in our state governments.
Mm-hmm.
And it may come down to the point, people, that we may come to a point where state sovereignty is going to happen. And we may wind up in civil war.
And I hope it doesn't come to that, but that's a very big possibility. And Texas might be leading the way with that, but no help to Rick Perry. I thank you for the call. Folks, now is the time. You know, we might have just lost this climate bill battle. Let's not lose the battle during NLE 09. Let's put it to them at least there. Let's continue to expose their lies. Let's go after them on the Cyberbullying Act. There's so much to do. We'll be back after this.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You know, somebody sent us this Obama depopulation program clip. We're going to go to that in a moment, but I'm going to take a couple more calls, and then we're going to get to that. Solomon in Brazil, you're on the line, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Brother Borman. Thank you, and God bless you, and my best regard for your distinguished audience. Listen, you and Alec Jones need to see yourself like contemporary historians. You are recording for the future the real story, what is really happening. Today is a day that we should really consider that we live in infamy, and even it's even worse because it's a self-inflicted mortal wound.
I agree.
I have relatives that, one relative that have survived the wars of ghetto, and he always said that he was regretful because the uprising was too late. If they had done it sooner, and with all the TV cameras available today, the whole world has had a much more shocking reality check And that's what really happened in our country.
No, it needs to happen. We're so soft, man. We're so soft. I mean, we're softer than a marshmallow.
So, Brother Bormas and Brother Jones, please still be angry. Very angry. We have to be angry because this is a self-inflicted mortal wound in a day that will leave an infamy. Thank you very much, Brother Bormas. Thank you.
You've got it. You've got it. Let's go to Jim in Arkansas. Jim, you're on the line.
Hello there, Jason.
How you doing?
First, I wanted to thank you guys for the work you've done, particularly you, since I heard you're going on sabbatical here for a little while.
Yes, yes.
Also, I was playing around on Thomas.gov last hour. Mm-hmm. Would you guys like to know how your representative voted on the bill today?
Let's hear it.
Okay. Go to Thomas.gov on the homepage. The very last item on the center column is roll call votes. Hit
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get the first section is House. It's the 111th Congress, and you only have a choice of first session.
Mm-hmm.
The very first thing that comes up is H.R. 2454. The first mm-hmm. column is roll, R-O-L-L. It happens to be number 477 is that roll call vote. You hit that, and it gives you the yays and nays by party of how they voted today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious because of the motorhead that represents the Central Arkansas District voted for it.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Yes, the other three guys here voted against it, one Republican, two Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you know, this isn't, well, the thing is, it's not a partisan bill, but then the media will play it up as it was just the Republicans that were trying to go against this. No, again, no one got to read the bill. 300 pages were added at 3:09 a.m. They started debating on the House floor. I believe I got here at about 11:50, so it had to be
right.
It had to be at 1 p.m. time. So you literally had less than 12 hours to read 300 pages and then get there. And that's if you read the entire other part of the bill. It's absolutely impossible. And then they didn't release it. They said that they released it at 3:09, but it was tough to even get a copy. You would have had to go print out a copy. I'm not even sure if it was available online. You probably had to jump through hoops. I'm not even sure. They probably just posted the revisions, this afternoon?
Right.
Did they even post the revisions? I mean, the first of all, the bill without the 300-page amendment was nightmarish, okay? It was a total carbon tax on everything you do. You're already going to allow people to come into your home and re-regulate all your energy sources. People don't realize the energy is going to cost more now. They're openly saying it everywhere. I'm reading articles in the beginning of the week that they're telling you that you're going to be using less energy, but your bill is going to quadruple in less than 10 years. How is that possible? I mean, oh my God. You're going to use less energy, but your bill is going to go up four times. So in other words, you're going to use half as much power. So really, your energy bill is going to be, for the energy you work, is going to go up eight times. And you're making less and less and less every year with less and less benefits, sir.
Right. I mean, you guys are waking people up. There's no
doubt. We're trying. We're trying, man. But you know what? It's just like I'm talking to Solomon over here, and he's like, we need an uprising. Dude, we are really that soft. They're literally taking out dodgeball in most school districts because the kids can't handle it. They're banning goggles for swimming in some places because it might snap off and take somebody's eye out. I mean, come on. It drives me nuts. You know, I was one of those guys that I played sports as a kid, and I looked forward to the 30 minutes that I got for recess to go play dodgeball with my friends. I looked forward to kickball. I'm serious. And it really built a lot of character for me, in my opinion, because it set a goal for yourself. You practiced hard. You were learning a skill. You know, you were doing a physical activity. You didn't always win. You learned a lot of life lessons out there on the ball field. But now it's like, I don't want to touch a ball. It might hurt my hand.
I was lucky enough in high school to get to play with a future NBA player. So that was pretty neat.
Yeah, that sounds like something that would be neat. You know, listen, there's just so much, and they demonize sports, you know, but at some level they use it too, because it's like you relate with all these sports, so you start watching it at an older age. You're playing it less, you're watching it more, you're playing it less, you're watching it more, and you still identify with these people, but on a different level, and all of a sudden it's literally made you into a docile couch potato that cares about nothing else and didn't take those life lessons to heart, that didn't really learn anything, that didn't gain any character. So, you know, man, I hope that we're good and that we're going to come back from this. And I hope that the people that tell me we're getting the government we deserve because we're so asleep are wrong, because I don't deserve this. My family doesn't deserve this. We're in the know.
It happens occasionally where they will basically backtrack after they pass bills. I hope the listeners understand that. Mm-hmm. It's not over necessarily.
That's right. Well, you look at the GIVE Act, for instance. It passed through the House, and then they put even more stuff into the Senate. But when it came down to the final Senate bill, they did have to take out the compulsory language. They did take out the Citizen Electronic Identification Verification Act that was embedded in there. So a lot of the stuff that was passed by the House came out for the Senate. So mm-hmm. we still have a shot here. 1-800-833-6354. That's 1-800-833-6354. Just let them know that you do not want this climate change bill to pass in the Senate. I thank you for the call.
I will.
Hey, thank you, Jim. We're going to go to Charles, Eric, Lenny, and more. But first, I want to play this clip. It was sent by the guys over at the InfoWars team. Hit it.
So we'll do the same format. It'll be 3 minutes and then time for questions. We'll start with Mr. Chaitkin.
Anton Chaitkin. I'm a historian and the history editor for Executive Intelligence Review. President Obama has put in place a reform apparatus reviving the euthanasia of Hitler Germany in 1939 that began the genocide there. The apparatus here is to deny medical care to elderly, chronically ill, and poor people, and thus save, as the president says, $2 to $3 trillion by taking lives considered not worthy to be lived, as the Nazi doctors said. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel and other avowed cost cutters on this panel also lead a propaganda movement for euthanasia headquartered at the Hastings Center, of which Dr. Emanuel is a fellow. They shape public opinion and the medical profession to accept a death culture such as the Washington state law passed in November to let physicians help kill patients whose medical care is now rapidly being withdrawn in the universal health disaster. Dr. Emanuel's movement for bioethics and euthanasia and this council's purpose directly continue the eugenics movement that organized Hitler's killing of patients and then other costly and supposedly unworthy people. Dr. Emanuel wrote last October 12th that a crisis, war, and financial collapse would get the frightened public to accept the program. Hitler told Dr. Brandt in 1935 that the euthanasia program would have to wait until the war began to get the public to go along. Dr. Emanuel wrote last year that the Hippocratic Oath should be junked. Doctors should no longer just serve the needs of the patient. Hoche and Binding, the German eugenicists, exactly said the same thing to start the killing. You on the council are drawing up the procedures, list to be used to deny care, which will kill millions if it goes ahead in the present world crash. You think, perhaps, the backing of powerful men, financiers, will shield you from accountability, but you are now in the spotlight. Disband this council and reverse the whole course of this Nazi revival now.
All right, there you have it, folks. I mean, that guy lays it right out there, and it is a Nazi revival. This is it. And it's not based on, you know, white Germanic power. Okay. This one's based on the elite ruling and them take, they don't care if you're white. Okay. They know that they can get away with more if they're killing brown people. Okay. That's why they do it. That's why they tested things on African Americans. That's why they ran a eugenics program in Africa. That's why they dehumanized people from South America and Mexico. Okay. That's why they're in the Middle East bombing brown people in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Iraq. That's why, because they know they can get away with it on a higher level, on an upper echelon, if you will. But that doesn't mean that you're saved because of the tone of your skin. They don't care about you either, I promise you. Charles, in California. Charles, you're on the line.
Hey, man.
Hey.
So before I say what I was going to say, where'd you get that clip from?
That's pretty strong stuff right there.
Yeah, you know what? It got sent to me by Dykes right before he left. He was working on the book until about 11:30, and he said, "Hey, man, I got this clip Jones sent to me. You're going to want to check it out. It's about the eugenics program and the Obama administration." So I'm like, "Thank you," and we'll play it. So I was seeing it for the first time too.
Just some random dude, or like what?
No. Definitely not some random dude. What's the headline on that, Hooge? Can you tell me? What do we got? It's in front of some panel. So it's called Obama Depopulation Policy Exposed, Red Alert. And it's a historian that's sitting there. There's a story over at Infowars.com right now. Obama Depopulation Policy Exposed.
All right, I got you. I didn't get the site today.
Yeah, yeah. Go check it out.
Well,
it's
I don't really need to ask you how you're doing because, you know, Michael Jackson died today, so you can't be doing.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You know. You can't be doing too good, you know? I don't know if you heard, man.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I'm just getting a Jack in the Box smoothie, and the girl's talking to me about it.
I called in yesterday and said that right after I called. I called from Vegas.
Oh, that's right. You know, go ahead.
One thing before I was going to say something from Vegas was that dude who called in, he was like 15, and saying what he can do. Well, honestly, I mean, the best answer to anyone who says that, in my opinion, is educate yourself as much as you can about basically the bankers and how they, you know, the whole depopulating agenda and all the poisons that are in our food and our water and all this stuff. I mean, because you can't possibly know all this stuff, like, about what's harming our health.
I'm constantly learning. Listen, I tell people to get a bead on the information. In other words, first of all, you have to inform yourself. Then you have to kind of talk yourself through it. In other words, what are the main points that I need to tell to people? And then, like I said, by the person you're talking to, you have to feel them out and see what information is going to be most effective.
Yeah,
it's like a chess game.
It's like poker too. You got to adjust to every situation. Like
that's
right. Christian thing worked for you. Like, listen, man. I mean, honestly, dude, the religious thing for me doesn't cut it with my fellow Jews back home in New Jersey. You know what I mean? Because you tell them even little things like God says you shouldn't do harm to your body, and there's all these poisons in your food, and someone's telling you about it, and you're not listening. I mean, God's not going to be too happy with you. If hell exists, I mean, you're probably going there, right? And the answer, yup. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, dude, you can incline and sink these guys, but still they don't wake up, you know? It's like, oh, I don't believe that, and...
Hey,
you know what I mean?
You always try to relate to something close to someone else's heart and then bring them in from there, man.
Definitely.
That's how you do it.
So bottom line is educate yourself to the max, and then the next thing is really understanding you can't care what these people think. When you're going to talk and you're going to just unleash all these insane facts that are just made to just rip someone's life just upside down, you know, that's what it does to people who are like, you know, I've woken up people who love Bush and all this stuff, and then I educate them about the fact that Bush's grandfather was, you know, Mr. Beautiful Nazi of the U.S. with, you know, Trading with the Enemies Act. And then once you open up people's eyes like this, but, you know,
it's going to be making an invisible empire, my man. I'm going to really just show that I'm going to show not only the relation between the Bush family and Hitler, but this current administration and their tactics and the Nazi regime as well, and how they're almost hand in hand. And I'm going to be getting into Hitler's diaries, where he wrote his second chapter in his diary, were called The New World Order. And one of the quotes he says is amazing. You know, when he's trying to justify his eugenics programs, he says that even the bees are smart enough to kill off their drones when they are no longer of use to the hive. And that is the elite mentality. You know, we had that woman earlier, you know, are they insane? No, that's how they believe. They still believe in these eugenics programs, and they think they're the top of the food chain.
That's insane. How about poisoning populations, you know, like just dumbing them down? That's not insane either. I mean, that's what normal people do, I think.
Yeah,
that's
fluoride in the water and mercury in the vaccines.
With, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah,
hey.
Just the vaccines, right? Not in our water, or our fillings, our food, you know, come on.
I'm with you.
Everywhere.
Charles, I got to jump, brother. I got to jump.
I just want to tell you that quick thing. All right. It's a good, funny story. All right. So at the World Series of Poker, the winner who wins the gold bracelet, they award them the gold bracelet the next day after they win it. And what they do is everyone's in the poker room at the table. So what do? They play the national anthem song, the music without the words. And everyone stands up and puts their hand on their chest and salutes. So I just can't see this happen. So every time it happens, I sing at the end. I sing in the land of the coward and the home of the slave. And so this time, this old dude that was on the table next to me came over to me and tapped me on the shoulder. he was like, dude, he's like, if I see you, he's like, it's some 70-year-old, you know what I mean? I was like, mm-hmm. speechless. He's like, if I see you outside, I'll knock the S word out of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, I was like, dude, you, like, you know, not dude, this guy's like 80. I'm like, sir, do you enjoy being a slave? Like, you know, like, I was speechless at first.
No, he's fighting for America, sir. He still thinks Al-Qaeda's running the show when we're under attack and everything's good and he loves America. He's as brainwashed as they come, and unfortunately, just people are not in the know. I thank you for the call, Charles. Yep. We're going to go to Eric, Lenny, and Joseph in the final segment. Folks, it's been so fun for me being able to do this show 5 nights a week. I've literally took off 2 nights, folks. 2 nights I've been gone. And I've been here doing this now for over 5 months. We're going to take a show hiatus. I'm going to be working on Invisible Empire full time. I'm not only trying to make my deadline, I'm trying to make the best movie possible. I'm trying to make my masterpiece, my coup de grace. I'm really trying to make something that, again, is going to reach out to millions and millions of people and shatter the false left-right paradigm, shatter the idea that the quote-unquote New World Order is a conspiracy theory, because it's not a conspiracy theory. It sure is a conspiracy, though, because they're working towards it. They're working towards globalism. They're working towards internationalism. They're working towards these unions like the European Union, again, something Hitler was literally writing about. His goal was to make a European Union. It's weird how that coincides with the Bilderberg Group and the UN, really the US agenda. And they're trying to build a North American Union and a Eurasian Union right now. And they do want a quote-unquote New World Order. I mean, I've got Nixon back in the 70s talking about it in a speech to China. So this is a long time coming, and we're coming to the cusp of it right now. Final segment of the Info Warrior on the other side.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Just came
What we need to be. We need to be as one. You know, that doesn't mean we have to think alike or act alike or to conform into this, you know, global system, this non-individual society. No, that means that we have to come together as a free humanity and accept our differences. Accept the fact that we may not share the same beliefs. But we do believe in the Constitution. We believe in the Bill of Rights, and we believe we can win. 1-800-833-6354 to let your senators know this is not acceptable. We will not be paying a tax on every single thing we do. We will not let the government come in and regulate our entire lives. Eric in Kentucky, you're on the air. Yes,
hey,
sir.
Jason, how you doing?
I'm all right.
I just had a couple of things to talk to you about. I recently read the book Propaganda.
By Edward Bernays.
Yeah, I found that very interesting. Some really
it's mind-blowing. Forget about interesting, man. It's mind-blowing. It literally lays out social engineering and manipulation on a global scale. Go ahead.
It's interesting to the point where, you know, to find out why people buy the things that they do, why we find, why people are so infatuated with, you know, the kind of wheels, the kind of rims that go on their car and that kind
with
of stuff.
With diamonds,
you know?
And rims, yeah, and grills, you know, people, and t-shirts, and shoes, that, and hairstyles, it's all manipulation. When Alex Jones is telling you.
You know, they can figure out that, hey, maybe this isn't the kind of stuff that's really important, you
sir,
know?
People don't read anymore. Books are a thing of the past. It's 1984,
yeah,
baby.
True.
You know, I wish, you know what, I'm trying to have a section of Bernays in my film. I don't know if it's going to make it or not. I wanted a small section on mind control as well. I don't know if that's going to make it or not, but you know, I don't want to look beyond Invisible Empire, but my next film, you know, God willing, is mind control.
I don't believe that he was completely evil in his intentions.
No, he's proud of it.
The American public.
Listen, Bernays is proud of it, but then he sits there and, you know, there's tape of him out there bragging about how he got the other half of the population to smoke, women to smoke cigarettes because it was cool and hip, because he made it cool and hip. Look into it. I thank you for the call, Eric. Lenny in New York. Lenny, you're on the line. I got to jump. I'm trying to go through all three. Lenny.
Hey, Mr. Bormis, this is Lenny the zombie from before, and I just want to say that every single apartment that I service is going to get a new copy of Obama Deception because they need to hear the truth.
All right, brother. Hey, I'm sorry Jones was so tough on you earlier. He was fired up, and I understand where you're coming from, but I hope you understand where we're coming from too, man. A lot of people are going to lose their jobs, and these are going to be the only jobs on this smart grid through this Give Act, through AmeriCorps, and that's what's scary. And, sir, I hope you do take this opportunity to educate others. I got to jump. I only got 90 seconds. I want to take this last caller, Lenny. You already came in. Let's go to Joseph in Texas. Joseph, final caller.
Yeah, I'll try to make this quick. I pass out new DVDs now, and I'm doing that on a regular basis, and I'm coming out with a documentary, hopefully, or trying to by the end of summer. But I want to give a quick warning for, I guess, the Christians and other listeners. A lot of people think we shouldn't, you know, they think about the New World Order, that it's just going to take place. But, you know, our civil liberties are being stripped away one by one. You know, one by one, they're being taken out. And so just kind of a warning for those who think we don't have to worry about it because this rapture thing is going to take place and, you know, take care of everything. If we don't do something now and try to stop this New World Order, then our First Amendment and our freedom to assemble is going to be taken away.
And even if you really believe that you have no chance, don't you want to be on the side of good? Don't you want to stand up for a free humanity? Don't you want
to
do what's right in your heart? Exactly. As a Christian, you're
supposed
to. Listen.
You know, and so for those who aren't boneheads and aren't listening, we're supposed to, you know.
No, we're supposed to stand up. It's built in our DNA. It's built in our souls, our hearts.
Yeah.
You know, we're pack beings. We're pack. Listen, whether we're animals or not, who cares? We have a soul. We should look out for one another. We should love one another. And these bills aren't about loving one another. They're about taking control and totally eviscerating individual human freedoms. It's over unless we do something now, folks. Thank you all.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Interfood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Interfood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.